When I got out, I started looking.
So you didn't have, you weren't accepted into your current institution before you ETS'd?
No. No, I was actually late in the game. I started actually looking at schools as I was ETSing, and then I kind of just said, I'll deal with this when I get out. Not really the right answer, but so I started looking. I looked at Michigan State, I looked at U of M, I looked at a whole bunch of different colleges and the nursing programs. The only one I really applied to, I came across Davenport. They're a very military-friendly school. They were rated pretty highly for the military friendliness. They accepted a whole bunch of credits as well. So, and they're still fighting to add more credits.
How much did
So,
you come in with from? But
I
can you tell the audience what you did and then what you came in with the credit wise?
so I was a combat medic or a healthcare specialist. I did that for 5 years. I was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Spent all 5 years there. And then when I got out, I came across Davenport. It's always a very military-friendly school. The one thing I liked about Davenport was there was not a wait list. All these other schools, even the community colleges, there's at least a 2 year wait list for nursing. And I was like, I don't know if I can wait 2 years and still have the motivation to do it. So it wasn't really, that's one of the biggest things that made me go to Davenport. No wait list, and I ended up transferring, like, they took like 30 credits. And it wasn't just always towards, not all of it was towards nursing classes. It filled out electives because I need a certain amount of credits for a bachelor's, and they're not all nursing credits. So it filled up a lot of my electives, and I actually did get credit for a couple nursing classes as well. So I actually started out accelerated. I went to their accelerated program.
How fast was this process? I know that you got out in May. So when were you in the institution? Like that September, or was it later on?
I was originally supposed to, so get this. I was originally, so I applied, I contacted them and everything like that, and they're like, hey, they made me take a TEAS test. I took the TEAS test.
What is that?
The best way I can explain it, it's an overall comprehensive exam to see how well you are going to do in nursing school. It's kind of like a predictor in a way. Covers math, reading, science, and something about like literature. So took that. They wanted you to at least get an 80. I didn't get an 80 on it overall. So I took it again. I got even lower. I got lower by like 2 points or something. I was just like, you know what? I'm done. They're not gonna take it. It's on them. I'll figure something else out. So I took that, and then I was actually. They're like, okay, well, we don't have a slot. We don't have a first year slot for this year. So we're gonna have, or was it a first year slot or a second year slot? Anyway, they didn't have a slot for this year, and they're you're gonna be going into the next academic year. So I was gonna be literally a year out because they didn't have a seat. So I was like, okay, whatever. I was fine because I already got accepted and everything like that. Took a summer job. And was doing that for a while, and I got called from the school. They're like, hey, a second year or a seat opened up. I think it was a second year seat. Second year seat opened up. Would you want to take it? And I was like, yep. And like, okay. And they put me in and everything. I had to go to the school to meet a couple times, and from there, that's how I got in. Like, I wasn't even supposed to be in. I'd still be today if it was original. I'd be in my second year. I wouldn't be, and or I'd be my third year. I wouldn't be my senior year.
So what was your first days in school like since leaving the military and just going back into a learning environment? How was that like?
The first couple days,
Yeah.
I was weird.
Why is that?
It was weird. It was, you're going back. And I don't know. I don't really know. I'm older than everybody else. I wasn't even that old. I was in early 20s. Yeah. I don't even know my age anymore. No, I haven't hit 30 yet, but it is what it is. And I just felt like you feel out of place. You feel out of place. All these people, we have a small cohort, 60 people, and people already knew each other. They're like, oh, yeah. Like from high school.
High school, really?
Yeah, from high school. They knew each other from high school. And I'm just like, here I am. I don't know any of you people. But I wasn't the oldest one. It just felt weird. Because like, we're all 18, 19-year-olds. I was actually put into a VBSN program. So I took all my accelerated classes. They took a group of VBSN students.
What is VBSN?
Veterans Bachelor of Science in Nursing.
Okay.
And it's, as far as I know, it's very specific to Davenport. And there's three of us at the time.
Yeah.
No, there's actually four. And it's across all campus. Like all campuses, there's four campuses, I believe. And so we'd have a smaller lab. So we'd have classes and it would just be us four. Yeah, it was just BS4. One of the classes, we were actually in a computer lab, and that was like 4 hours of staring into a screen doing like a Skype session. That was pretty monotonous, pretty boring.
Uh-huh.
We ended up just turning off our monitors, closing the webcam window.
Do you still do that now, part of that VBSN? You're still stuck with those
schools? No, that was just the first year. So they integrated us after that. They integrated us into... I guess the normal,
yeah,
like the normal curriculum.
Did you feel like it was necessary? Did you needed that? Did you care? Is it BS?
We needed it because nursing is totally different from being a medic in the Army.
Yeah.
Different protocols, different everything. Yeah. Your hands are more tied.
Why is that?
Well, in the Army, we're licensed EMTs, like basic EMTs, but yet under our PA, like while we're in the Army, we're licensed EMTs.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn that to the civilian side, and you can't really do much. It's basically just oxygen and transport, nothing too much. In the Army, you can't even do IVs, but in the Army we could do IVs, we could push meds, we can not just push meds, but we can like pass out meds as well. I mean, in a trauma scenario, we could cut someone's throat open and establish an airway. We could do kink tubes, you know, a whole bunch of different advanced interventions. Stuff that even paramedics might not be able to do without permission. And we could just do it. So when you go from that to the civilian side, like even in nursing,
yeah,
we couldn't do IVs, I think, what, till the second year, till we started med surge?
What is med surge?
MedSurg.
Yeah. I know we're kind of tangent here, but it's really
cool. No, you're fine. MedSurg, yeah. So MedSurg is a lot. It's just, the best way I can explain it is it's usually an adult population.
Yeah.
And they're in there for various stuff. It's usually after surgeries, but honestly, to me, from what I've seen, MedSurg is kind of just an overflow of everything. They just kind of take everything or everybody. It's not really specialized. It's a little bit of everything. But it's supposed to be after surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But you get everything.
So with the reason why I asked about having the four veterans in the VBS program, because to me, I feel like the intent with these colleges to have like veteran groups are sincere. But I really feel like they're delaying the inevitable where we have to transition back, and segregating us out of the student body isn't really facilitating anything helpful, because the way to better transition is just to get on with it. Like, you can't just put us aside and then work with us and then put us back. Like, how do you feel about that? That's why I asked, did you feel like it was needed or not?
Well, if it was needed, I want to say it kind of was needed. It was needed to a point. Because we still needed to learn skills. Like, we knew skills that other people didn't know in the cohort.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, some basic stuff, like, to us would be basic. They didn't know.
Like what? Is it, like, writing, math?
No, it's not, like, writing. It's, like, more application. Like, hands-on stuff. They kind of just assumed we knew how to do it. We knew a lot of stuff. But we're still... We had partial... The best way I can put it is we had partial... Like, we had part of the skills.
Yeah.
But we were missing the other half. So we kind of needed to get that other half. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why it was needed.
Okay.
That's why they set us aside. And then once that was done, that was kind of like a crash course.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they put us in with the rest of the class.
And then once you came back to the class, how did you, handle all this coursework that was given to you? Did you feel like it was overwhelming that first year?
Yeah. I remember looking at the syllabus and just like, what did I just do? but yeah, the coursework, it wasn't just the coursework. It was that first test too, as well. It's not a standard. They're different. Yeah. They're worded differently and stuff. I don't know. It was a whole nother animal. That first year was a wake up call. It wasn't just the schoolwork.
Did you feel like, your study habits change since being in the military? Did you feel like that significantly helped?
Yeah, my study habits definitely changed.
How did you study just your coursework during that first year? Like, what was your study routine like?
That first year, PowerPoints. It was PowerPoints. Did a lot of practice questions. Read, like, so my school uses ATI.
Mm-hmm.
They just now fully transitioned over to ATI. So we're given ATI books. I used ATI books. We also have another program that we transitioned from, Evolve.
Mm-hmm.
I was using Evolve resources as well as ATI resources.
Okay. And did you feel like that's how you got through for your first year, and then going on is just looking at these practice problems and just doing them? Do you feel like that's the key to success?
What do you mean by practice problems?
Like how people study in general, people sometimes like to look at PowerPoints or textbook, but did you feel like doing these questions, practice problems, actually apply the learning that you intake during the classroom and just doing it out instead of just reading the same chapters over and over? It's like active and passive learning.
Yeah, I mean, there's only some, so say you can go through all the PowerPoints in a class, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the next test, go through all the PowerPoints. You can read all the chapters of the book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes to the test. If you don't know how to interpret the question, it's going to be a hard time.
Did you use any third-party resources or just resources from the book?
Third-party resources. Like I actually bought a couple apps,
yeah,
like applications or whatever, strictly for nursing, not just to help me with my coursework now, but to actually help study for the NCLEX as well. Mm-hmm. So this whole time I've been going through nursing school, I've been studying for the NCLEX as well as the current coursework.
Okay. Let's give it take like a week. About how many hours are you putting in a week to study in?
I don't know. It depends on the class.
What's like the hardest class that you taking that first year?
My first year, well, technically that would be my second. It would be my second. The first year's kind of prereqs.
Yeah.
But the first year for actual like nursing classes,
yeah,
would be, I think it was pharm.
Why is that?
Pharmacology, just because you have all these different drugs, different classes, and then the side effects they get intertwined. Not all drugs, but like one drug can cause diarrhea, another drug can cause diarrhea, a third drug causes diarrhea, and you're just, depending on the question, you're just like, I don't know, you know, like, and like diarrhea wouldn't even be the answer, you know, so you're just like, oh my gosh, and that'd be like a common side effect. Or they go after, so you have drug names, you have generic names, and then you have brand names, and you have to know the generic names. because brand names will be different. But even you can have all these drugs and they can have similar or the same endings, and then you're gonna have that one drug that's gonna be different and it's gonna be in the same class. And you're just like, really? I don't know. Like, Farm to me was just hard.
Was it a lot of memorization, or is it just a lot like
Farm was all memorization for me. That's the only way I could do it. I couldn't be like, oh well, it affects the, or I can't go with like the whole chemical process. Yeah. But I was just, it was memorization and then what body system it affected.
Okay.
Or like organ.
So after this year of nursing school, and then you move on to the next. So what was the difference between that year of nursing versus the next year? What's the biggest? Are you going to clinicals now, or is it still more classroom work?
So the actual first year we're doing clinicals. There's no clinical for Farm. Farm is kind of like you're gonna be passing meds through all your clinicals. We actually had mental health, but we didn't really pass meds in mental health because we're just getting new to it. I didn't take the fundamentals. I didn't take like the very basic nursing classes. I got credit for those, so I didn't have to do the classes or the clinicals for that. So I can't really speak on that part. But my first actual clinical experience was med surge, and that was in year two or year three. Yeah, year three. Okay, I had to think for a minute. Okay, so that was year three, and that was when that was two semesters. Mm-hmm. First clinical was 6 hours, I believe, and then the next one was eight for the next semester. And that's when we would do all the meds. That's when we would actually go and do patient care.
So what's the day like when you're actually starting to work with patients? What is that like? Like coming in and then just leaving? Can you give like a breakdown of a day?
So you'd show up. So you'd be given like a location, like, hey, this is where you'd be given a clinical site. Mm-hmm. So clinical site here or whatever, be at this time, you're going to be on this floor. And you're usually in a group. A lot of my groups have had 5 or 6 people. So I think I've had 7 at the most, including myself. Mm-hmm. You show up, your instructor gives you you meet your clinical instructor, like it's usually in the break room. And you will get your patient assignments there. And she's already talked to the staff and everything like that. Your instructor has already talked to the staff, like, hey, which patients are good for students and stuff like that. And then from there, you just get assigned. And then you just go in there, like, and then you'll be assigned a nurse as well. So you introduce yourself to the nurse, like, hey, I'm a nursing student with this school. This is what I can do, this is what I can't do. Let me know if you need help with anything. This is what I'm going to do. And I usually just told them I was going to do a head-to-toe assessment. Head-to-toe assessment, I'll pass the meds. And if I can't pass the meds, I'll let you know.
And throughout this whole time, you're having somebody supervise you? That's the key thing here? Somebody has to be watching while you do all this?
When you're passing the meds, yes. Med errors are actually pretty common. Med errors can either do nothing.
Like, what are you saying? Med errors?
Medication errors.
Oh, okay.
Medication errors. So that's my bad. Yeah. So medication errors.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty common. So they can either cause very minimal changes, like maybe in blood pressure or something like that, mm-hmm. or heart rate, or you can, depending on how bad the error is, like errors can happen underdose, overdose. Or just wrong drug, like, altogether.
Yeah.
You can actually kill somebody or cause permanent damage. Or it might not cause anything.
And who's usually watching you? Another RN? Or
it's usually an instructor. Your instructor will usually pass meds with you. That's how my policy's been. Well, not my policy. That's how my school's policy's been.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really go off the school policy either. It's usually the hospital policy.
So you have to be careful every time you go to these different sites. It's just like
cause it's,
small changes.
Because it's different. Yeah, some of them will like, well, you can only pass meds with your instructors. Others will be like, other sites will be like, well, it doesn't matter who you pass meds with, as long as it's an RN.
So at this point in the game, you've talked about pretty much what you've done in these clinical settings in your classwork. Well, how is it now just worked with your other cohorts. How has your relationship with them changed since the first year? Are you getting to know them better, or are you still pretty much just, you know, kind of distant?
I stick close to. So we actually lost one of the VBSN students. She got knocked back. So I really stick close to the other VBSN student, and that's really about it. I don't know how to explain it. They're just, a lot of my cohort just gets on my nerves. I don't know why. Like, they just get on my nerves. I mean, it's mind blowing. I'm just like, oh.
Did you, like for me, like, I feel like I had that issue with going to my, in my undergraduate, but I've always tried to, like, be light, you know, lighthearted. Like for me, I've never. It's very hard to get on their level, but I feel like I had to learn how to be approachable. I had to learn how to laugh. I don't know. Like for me, I just kind of had to sell myself or like, you know, be less tense.
Less tense. Say,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I'm still learning, but it's very difficult. Like I feel like. I don't know, after, like, most of my peers are 4 years younger than me. I feel like once you're out of that box, I start to be like, all right, don't talk. Like, but I try not to, you know, to say that out loud, but it is a huge challenge. But I don't know. But for us, we're like on the tail end of our pipeline here. So I don't know, like, I feel like a lot of our buddies who are getting out, you know, they're in their late 20s or early 30s, and they're doing this stuff, you know. Can you imagine that, Jeff?
No.
Oh, man.
No. Because I already feel, like, so out of place now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, I got people older than me. I'm only 27. I got people older than me. I got people in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s.
Yeah. But don't you feel like there was always, like, our personal confidence? Like, I feel like for me, like, I had to be more confident in myself that no matter what happened to whoever I'm around, I am grounded in who I am, and that if I'm older, so what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like,
yeah,
it's the way life is. Like, but anyways, yeah, I just wanted to get a feeling of how your relationship, being a year or two in with your classmates, how has that changed? But
it's gotten better. I used to stay away from everybody, but now I kind of just, like, I'm starting to realize it now. I mean, I really just.
And it's hard, Jeff.
My cohort annoys me. Like, they annoy me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are some people in there that I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, that I can actually be like, yeah. You know, I guess I would explain them as, like, cool people.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but they don't, like, make me mad.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I know that since I'm graduating this year, I'll have, like, a few on my, like, one hand that I know I'm probably going to talk to after college.
Maybe two hands. Yeah. I don't know.
But, like, yeah. I know that. Yeah, I'm kind of proud of that. Just like I've met close friends, you know, while I'm in college. So now you're done with that year. So now so that's second year, right?
That was technically yeah.
Because you're accelerated and all that stuff, and so that's.
Yeah, that'd be second year. Yeah.
And so the next year is this year. No, this is your fourth year.
Technically, this is my fourth year, but this is my third year for nursing school.
Okay.
Because the first year was technically all prereqs, and that was like anatomy and physiology, chemistry, and I had to retake algebra, and they put me in the slow one, too. I'm not good at math, man.
While you were doing that, were you also doing clinicals, too?
Not for the prereqs, no. No, but for like, so for how it works now, once you start, so you'll have lecture. So we'll say med-surg lecture, right? You'll have med-surg lecture, and then you'll have clinical. Not right after, but sometime during the week. You usually have two lectures a week, but you only have one clinical. But it changes, like, the clinical time can change on the semester as well. So The first half was only 6 hours. The second semester was an 8 hour clinical, but we still had lecture twice a week.
Are they really strict with the 6 and 8 hours? Like you're in and you're out. You can't work overtime. Like let's say towards the end of your shift and you're sitting on a patient, do you immediately pass the baton to the next guy coming in, or do you have to finish up and then
we just go in and we're just assigned to take care of patients. We usually get assigned one or two patients. You'll start with one patient and you'll go to two. Some people actually went to taking care of three, but you let the RN you're assigned to know, hey, I'm here from this time to this time. You know, I'll let you know before I go. And then any significant changes if there's any significant changes, you're going to tell them right away. The RN. Okay. Before you're going to tell them right away because they're initially taking care of that patient. We don't have, as students, we don't have licenses. We work under our instructor's license. So everything we do, our instructor has to sign off, like review it. She goes through the charts and she reviews it and she signs it off. But the RN that actually works there is responsible for, the patient as well. So like when we leave, they're pretty much losing help. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like we're there to learn and stuff. We're there to help out. And then we'll be like, hey, our time is up. This is what happened for the day. And then gone. Like, see you next week if they're there.
So now let's talk about this year for your fall semester. What were you doing this past last 4 or 5 months here?
So we had OB.
Yeah.
We had OB lecture and then OB clinical.
Yeah.
Peds lecture and then peds clinical.
Can you talk about work with that kind of population for that semester and how that was different from the past years? Because you were working with...
I was working with delivery, like postpartum, and then I was working with anywhere between 0 and 17 years old. So OB, I never really had an interest in OB. I didn't really care for OB. That was actually my hardest... That's actually been my hardest class because I had no interest in it. Eventually, I got the hang of it. I actually failed my first test. I think I got a little cocky from the PEDS test because I got 90-something on the PEDS test or close to a 90. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got OB, and I ended up failing OB.
Can you remind the audience, what's the minimum standard that you need to have to stay in the course?
So, the way my program is, the prereqs, if it was a nursing prereq, you had to have a 77% overall, okay? And then it used to be, and then once after that, it used to be, for nursing courses, 80% overall. But this year, they changed it. I need an 80% average on all tests and quizzes. If I don't have, say I have like a 79%, 79.999% average on my tests and quizzes, but my overall grade is, 82%.
Yeah.
I still fail.
Wow.
Yeah. So they changed it. They changed it. Yeah. So the pressure's on. So when I failed that first OB test, I was like, uh-oh. And anything below an 80 is pretty much failure. It is failure because 80 is passing. So I got like a 72 on it. I was like, oh, God.
How big of a difference was it between PEDS and OB working in those clinicals? Did you feel like... Because, you didn't have an interest in OB, but do you have an interest now since you just came out of the ward?
No. But, this whole year, we've had... we just came out of med-surg. So, we just came out of pretty much med-surg, and a lot of these adults, a lot of this patient, population was... Majority was, I want to say 99% of them were adults. Well, they were adults, because if not, they'd be on a pediatric floor. So... and they were really sick. A lot of them had a lot of stuff going on, like comorbidities and stuff like that.
What did you just say?
Comorbidities.
Okay, what is that?
It's multiple problems.
Okay.
Multiple health problems and stuff. So a lot of them had that. But then we go to OB and we're dealing with, it's not just an adult population. It usually is. but sometimes it's below 18. But a lot of them were healthy. Mm-hmm. And it was just weird. Because I'm used to, like, med surge, I'm used to going in there and just, like, in and out, you know, the room. And I was always on my feet. I was always busy. It was just like, oh, my God, I just want to sit down. And then OB comes, go in there, do what I need to do. They usually don't need anything. Just walk out, like, hey, I'll be back in an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, and we'd do an assessment on the mom, and then we'd do an assessment on the baby. But on that, it was you're dealing with a majority, they're healthy.
So it was easier. So was that this rotation we're talking about is OBGYN, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Was this rotation like less stressful in comparison to the others? Because
the clinical part, yes. Lecture, yeah. lecture, not so much. Yeah. But
what was the most stressful?
For what?
Just in general, across all your rotations.
For clinics or lecture?
Both? Well, we know the lecture you mentioned OB.
So, actually, it would be OB.
Yeah.
Clinical? I don't know. I mean, they're all... The one I was the most busy in would be med-surg.
Yeah. You wouldn't say hard. You're just on your feet the most often. Right?
Yeah.
Just
running around. Yeah. And then psych would probably be very low. And then OB would be, like, right after psych, because... We didn't really do anything, and then peds would be right after that. I didn't really do much for peds anyway. Mm-hmm. I think it was just because the way my clinical time was scheduled. We're in an afternoon group. A lot of stuff gets done in the morning, so.
And then now you're on winter break. You start up in a couple of weeks now.
Like 2 weeks, right? Something like that, yeah. Like week, 2 weeks.
What's your course we're looking at?
So this upcoming semester, I have leadership. I have leadership lecture. I have community health. It's basically leadership and community health. And then I have I don't even know what that class is called, but it's a I'm just gonna call it the Capstone Project. Mm-hmm. And it's like a course that just, I think it's professional development or something. I don't know, but it's pretty much everything. Get you ready for the NCLEX, huge presentation you got to do. And then we have clinicals after that. But leadership is only 7 weeks, mm-hmm. Community is 7 weeks. So we have 15-week semesters. Leadership, I have first half, and there's multiple clinicals. I already got my clinical site and stuff like that. I already got my preceptor.
What is that preceptor?
Preceptor is the RN that you're going to be...
Like shadowing?
In a way, yes. You're gonna get assigned to them. They're gonna be like, they're gonna pretty much be, your instructor, in a way, like a temporary instructor. They're gonna be the one like, hey, you do this, you do that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so when you're doing these clinicals, is it what kind of population you work with? Is it just anywhere they want to put you?
Don't know. I mean, well, so you get three. You get three choices.
Yeah.
And they tell you to put three choices, because if you don't get your first choice, maybe they'll put you for your second choice. If you don't get your second choice, well, they're going to get your third choice, hopefully. I put, like, neuro, pediatrics, and med surge. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know what. Like, I'm on a rehabilitation floor. So I don't even know what to expect there. I don't even know if that's, like, the neuro part. I don't know. I heard it's nice, though, but I don't know.
So then what's after that, once you're done with the spring semester, what's your next steps forward?
My next step forward?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the NCLEX as soon as possible, as soon as I graduate. Because you'll have a degree in nursing. Cool. Mm-hmm. But not really a nurse. Like, you got a paper certificate. I guess that's how I'm going to... I'm gonna put it, but you still gotta get licensed. So you can be like, "Oh, look at me! I got my, you know, degree." But you still gotta have your license, and you have to pass. You have to take boards, and it's the NCLEX, NCLEX RN.
About how long is the test? Do you know anything like about?
I know it goes up to 265 questions. The minimum is 75, just like the
NREMT.
Yep. Just like the interim T.
Is that multiple choice?
No. Nope. Some of it's fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah, okay. Fill in the blank. Math. A lot of there's math. There's select all apply. There's multiple choice. A lot of people want to say it's multiple choice. Others will be like diagrams.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, what's this or whatever, and you gotta like hit the hot spots.
Mm-hmm.
Audio clips, like, oh, what are these? What are you hearing right now? Like, it'd be like listening to the heart. And like, oh, what is this noise? And it'll give you options. So it's kind of like a mixture. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you graduate in May, and so the next few months you're going to study for that, take it, and then you're going to ace it, because we know you're going to ace it. Do you plan on staying in Michigan for your career?
I'm going to do travel nursing.
Can you talk about that? Like, what's that like?
Travel nursing? I don't know. I haven't looked into it yet. I haven't looked into it, but I haven't looked into it, like, I don't know.
The travel or nursing?
The travel.
Okay.
I haven't really looked into it. I think that's what I'm going to do this semester. I'm going to go through I'm going to start doing research on it. Yeah. Start looking at companies and stuff for travel nursing. And see, a lot of these companies that I've... Because I looked into it a while back. And I can't remember what I looked at, but a lot of them want 1 to 2 years like experience before they'll hire you in. So I'm going to be stuck in Michigan probably for like 1 to 2 years trying to get general. They usually want med-surg experience because med-surg, you get exposed to everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not specialized like OB. I mean, so I don't know. You have a wider knowledge base.
How did you, looking back, how did you ever feel about your experiences as a medic? How has that helped you? Did you feel like you had a huge upper hand? I really don't want to say compared to your peers, but did you feel like that really catapulted your transition back into school and specifically nursing?
My bad.
It's all right.
No.
I didn't know it was a heavy loaded question, but
oh man. At first I thought I had a huge advantage.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, nursing school doesn't just attract people from the military. It attracts people who are paramedics, it attracts people who are patient techs. You know?
Yeah.
So everybody brings stuff to the table. But I think depending on what unit you are with in the military, like based on your military experience, because everybody's different.
Yeah.
You can bring a whole bunch of different, like, I don't know, everybody brings different skills to the table. And just like, so there's only three of us. And I was the only one active duty. And I had a lot more skills and a lot more experience and knowledge than my other two counterparts. I'm not saying they're like dumb or anything like that, but I was just exposed more because they're both in the, the reserve. They're both in the reserve. I was just active duty. I'm doing this all day, every day.
Yeah.
Besides like weekends, unless we're in the, we're in the field, you know, we're deployed or something like that. But you're constantly training, you know? So I feel like it depends. I want to say it depends because,
yeah. Because, when you didn't look at your first patient in nursing school, you had many patients in the military, and I think like going in there, you know, with you being already tested, I feel like it would be a lot easier, you know.
In a way, yes. In another way, no. It's like a whole different process. I mean, because your hand, again, going back, like your hands are tied,
yeah.
You know. But I mean, I found it like because we could do IVs,
mm-hmm.
You know. Some people are like, I've never done IVs before. Even like some techs, they're not supposed to do it, but sometimes the nurse will let them do it. They're like, but the nurse will watch them,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Like for me, like I look at the skills that I learned to give an IV or like the concentration or the effort that it takes for me to learn and to, let's say, like, to insert the 18 gauge, right? It's It's a very delicate procedure. If you're not careful with it, you can fuck up. Like, I feel like that ability to comprehend and to apply that skill is applicable to any other different things, right? You know what I'm saying?
No.
All right. Let me
you lost me there,
yeah,
coach.
Yeah. So like any medical task that you learn in the military,
yeah.
I feel like the wires that you learn to learn that intervention, because you already had that experience of learning how to do the intervention, any intervention, you can apply it into the new stuff that you learn in nursing school.
In a way, yeah. Yeah, in a way, yeah. Especially
the students that you come in, you're in your cohort, they don't have that foundation or those wires in place, right?
Some don't. So that's the thing. So some of them have a foundation. Others, some people will come in with like a clean slate. No medical experience, nothing at all. Literally tofu. That's how I'm going to explain it. They're just there. Others will come in with not necessarily like a clean slate, but like there'll be something on their slate. Does that make sense? Like, I don't even know where I was going with this, but
I feel like
it helps.
It helps, but I feel like,
but it can also not help.
But I think there's people that who are just going to go, like, if you have no medical experience, I think those people, if they're good at something, they'll learn it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to apply yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I think like if, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, the amount of work that you put in.
No.
But I was just trying to see if, you know, if that hump that a lot of people, nurse students, come into their clinical hours, the clinicals, specifically it's the patient interaction. And I feel like you had a huge upper hand where, you know, you're comfortable with dealing with people and, like, talking to them, communicating with them what needs to happen, what, you know, what you're going to do. So I think that's... I just wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, that would, yeah, it does. It does help. I mean, because, but you have to talk to them. You have to handle it differently.
Yeah.
Because you know how the military
is.
Yeah. You have to handle it differently. You can't just go in there. Yeah, like, you can't just go in there and be like, you know, yeah, going crazy.
So is there anything, looking back in these last few years in nursing school, is there anything that you would have done differently if you were to go back? Or you could tell somebody else that who's going to nursing school, like, this is what I suggest to you?
In regards to what?
Anything. The transition back, the coursework, the clinicals, preparing yourself to go to nursing school. This is like your platform to give advice.
So throughout my entire nursing school experience, I wouldn't brush it off. Study. Don't be like, cause I was that guy in high school.
Yeah.
Just like, that's a task, whatever. I'll study the night before. Like, I don't know. Like, some people can do it. It's cool and all, but it's not really gonna help you. Have a plan for studying. And, like, study in small increments. Don't do, like, a 12-hour study session, 4-hour study session all at once or whatever. It's like, hey, so to, like, this Saturday or this Sunday or whatever, I, like, you have a test on Wednesday or Monday, right?
Yeah.
Or Tuesday or something like that. And I try to study. So for OB, I start studying 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And I'd start out, even if I didn't start, like, even if I didn't, like, sorry.
All right.
Okay. Just, I don't know. Anyway, so even if I didn't feel like studying at all,
yeah,
trust me, like, to get the motivation to study that early, you have to dig deep. You have to dig very deep. But a little bit, like,
we're going
like to China, man. Just, you know, go get your shovel and start digging, coach. but you gotta dig deep, man. But, like, even like the little bit,
yeah,
like, a little bit out of time, you know, an hour here, even 20 minutes and stuff, do it. And don't hit the material you already know. Hit the material you're just like, yeah, I don't understand that, you know. And then that goes to another thing. Don't just memorize stuff. Mm-hmm. Understand how it works in the body.
Okay.
Especially for, like, medications and stuff like that, or disease, definitely diseases.
Pathos.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you ever feel like, do you ever try that studying in groups thing? I personally have never liked studying groups.
I've tried it. Depends on the group, man. let's see. I've had some groups where it's very successful.
Yeah.
I was actually doing kind of like a small group studying this semester. I've tried in other semesters. Mm-hmm. And we end up, like, even like one-on-one, right? I've been, like, one-on-one, you're just like, there's no way this is going to get out of control, you know? And then you're like, okay, we're going to have like a hardcore study session and stuff. And then, because I remember showing up several days this semester, I'm like, okay, I gotta stay for OB, you know? Mm-hmm. And stuff like, hardcore, let's do this. And then I meet up with people, and we go over the PowerPoint, and then we get sidetracked. We're just like, no one wants to do this. Like, you don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Like, let's just not do this. Let's go. How's the weather outside, you know? Get along. Have patience.
Patience? Oh, do you have patience?
Have.
You guys know Jeff like how I do. Like, patience is like. He's getting. Yeah. What about patience, Jeff?
Patience. You gotta have patience.
Oh, boy.
Like, patience. With patience? Okay, well, that just sounds. You gotta be patient with patience. You gotta be patient with staff. And be patient with your instructors.
Yeah.
This semester.
Yeah. You don't have to go. You don't have to go ahead.
Yeah, this semester, don't get into it with your instructors. Okay, just not worth it. Don't do it. Just not worth. Just be patient. And act professional. Don't be a mirror. I guess that's a mirror. So, like, say you come in, you're all angry, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, rah, 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 you know, throwing stuff, like,
yeah.
You know.
Is that what happens in clinicals?
Because you just,
is that nursing students, what they do? They go and throw stuff?
No, it's some, it's people in general. But don't come in angry because, I don't know, your dog died or someone,
yeah.
I don't know. Beat your mailbox up or something like that. It was like a baseball bat, you know, because it happened to you. Don't take it out on other people, you know. Don't spreading it, you know. Don't be a mirror. Now, when I say don't be a mirror, so they're angry at me, I'm not gonna just don't reflect that attitude back at them.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I've done it multiple times. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the trouble. Like, just be professional. Like, I've gotten the entire class lectured on professionalism. But that's about it. I mean, just take it seriously.
Yeah.
Be professional, and treat everybody with respect too. You know.
Life lessons from Jeff. Folks.
Yeah, that's just a couple. All
right, buddy. Well,
I'll keep doing this.
You really. At the end of each semester.
Yeah.